Stage Dramas presents The Show Is On. This week's front page drama, The Show Is On, is an original dramatization suggested by the story Acrobatic Mr. Wise and His Unwise Honeymoon, which will be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. This is the old, old story of the Eternal Triangle, which has been the foundation of most of the successful plays in theatrical history. And while our plot is laid in the theater and is acted by a cast of actors, it is not the work of a playwright, nor are the actors hired to perform their respective roles. But let us suit the action to the words of our title. The show is on. The scene, backstage in a big New York combination picture house. The stage show has just ended. Bert Burton and Betty, his partner, have just finished a whirlwind dance finale, and the audience is applauding vigorously.
Okay, Tim. Come on, Betty. How's that for laying in the aisles, huh? Come on, Betty, let's take another. You're stopping cold, Bert. Go ahead, take another.
You're telling me.
Come on, kid, let's get in that old personality stuff again, huh? What do you say, Bert? You gonna take another?
You may as well. They're still yelling for you.
Okay, we'll take one more. Come on, Betty. We haven't stopped this show. Nobody ever has. Okay, Tim. Okay, that's enough. Always leave them wanting more.
You said it. From what I've seen and heard, they'll be wanting plenty more of you. You sure got a terrific act there, Bert.
Thanks, Tim. That means a lot coming from you. Oh, say, Betty, could I see you for a minute?
Certainly, Bert. Come on up to my dressing room whenever you're ready.
Well, I'd like to come up right now, okay?
Sure, come on. Well, Bert, it's all over for this season. And what a finish. 4 big weeks of the public. I never thought I'd land on Broadway this season.
What did I tell you when we first started out? Told you had the stuff. You were a little green, sure, but you soon got over that, and we've had a terrific season. Wowed them in every spot we went in.
You deserve the credit for that. You're the best acrobatic dancer in the business, Bert.
Uh-huh.
Oh, anybody could be good working with you. You're swell, honest.
You mean that, Betty? Really?
Mean it. Sincerely, with all my heart. Say, look what you've done for me in 10 months. From a chorus to a dancing partner and a headline act. You've been kind, patient, considerate. You've given me courage and confidence. I don't know how I can ever repay you for all you've done.
Well, Betty, that's what I wanted to see about. You know, tonight the act closes, lays off for 2 months, and... Well, it's like this, Betty. You and me, we... Well, we've been pals, partners, and...
Yes, Bruce?
Well, I ain't one of those romantic juveniles, and... I can't express myself like I want to, but... Well, Beth, I love you, and I want to marry you.
Oh, Bert!
Hey, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Nothing, nothing at all, Bert. It's just all so wonderful. I can't believe it. I'm so happy.
Then you will marry me, Beth?
Yes, dear, whenever you say. Nothing in this world would make me any happier.
Oh, I say, Betty, you're wonderful. Come on, let's hurry and get dressed and celebrate. We'll go to some swell place for supper, make all our plans for the...
Oh, just our luck to be interrupted. Who is it?
It's me, Ed Feinbaum.
Oh, that's okay. Let's let him in. We'll spring the good news on him first.
Come on in, Ed.
Well, congratulations, kids. Wonderful, wonderful.
What? How did you know?
Say, were you listening at the door?
Listening at the door? Listen to him. I'm standing in the back of the house and I hear it.
What?
Sure, the customers are knocking themselves out applauding. 4 bows only. You could have taken 40 yet.
Oh, that, yeah. Wasn't bad.
Wasn't bad. Listen to him, will you? The biggest hand any act ever got in this house. Stops the show cold twice and he says it ain't bad. He ain't sick, are you?
No, Abe. He's all right. He's just, well, oh, nothing. We'll tell you later.
Tell me now. Ain't nothing wrong, is it? You ain't breaking up the act. I mean, with a contract for public theaters for 40 weeks for next season, opening and closing at the public. What's wrong here? What's wrong?
No, listen. Don't get excited, Abe.
What?
The act ain't going to break up. In fact, it's going to be joined. Solid, cemented, tied, you know.
What? You don't mean you're going
to... We're engaged to be married, Abe. We just arranged it. You're the first to know.
You mean it? I've even scooped into it. Congratulations again, Kitty. It is wonderful. There ain't nothing like it. Take it from your old Uncle Abe. Why, me and my wife...
Okay, now, hold it, Abe, will you? Right. You hurry and get dressed, darling. And, Abe, you come with me to my room.
Okay, dokie. Get dressed. We'll have a drink to celebrate. Boy, my boy, you're wonderful.
That summer, Bert and Betty were married, had a nice honeymoon along the Eastern Shore. Together, they wrote, rehearsed, and built a new act. And that fall, those alluring but long trailers in the big movie houses announced the nation's dance sensation, Bert and Betty Burton, two hearts that beat in dance time. But as weeks wore into months and months into a year, the course of true love, which they say never runs smoothly, for Bert and Betty was a rocky, thorny, torturous trail. And by the time they reached the public New York...
Well, stupid, I hope you're satisfied. You've certainly gunned up the works tonight. If you're a dancer, Hitler and Chamberlain is bosom friends.
Mm, that's it. Blame it on me again. Always it's my fault. It couldn't be the nimble-footed sensation of the nation, British Britain. You're as nimble-footed as Power's elephants with rheumatism.
All right, Mrs. Wise Guy. Cut out the crack. Stick to the classics. Comedy ain't in your line.
And it ain't in your line either. That eccentric routine is supposed to be funny. Boy, what a routine. What comedy. You're as funny as a cry for help tonight.
There ain't a guy in the world could be funny tied up to a dame like you. Of all the people...
Don't worry, brother. You're not going to be tied up to me much longer. Now the season's over, I'm hurrying to the nearest divorce court. I'm through.
That's the best news I've had since I've known. Come in.
Well, greetings, Gideon. How goes everything with the little love boy?
I'm not.
Got me ready to greet Uncle Abe. What's the matter?
Ask her. She knows all the answers.
Ask Mr. Wise Guy, the nation's dance sensation. Who's perfect. Never made a mistake since he was born. But what a mistake that was.
Say, what is this? What, are you framing a new act, the battling Burton?
Framing a new act? I should say not. As a matter of fact, we're going to break off this one.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Relax. This is serious.
You're telling me, Eddie.
Look here, what does this mean? Come on.
It means I'm getting a divorce. And when I get it, I'm going to get as far away from that unreasonable, temperamental, slow-footed hooker as time and space will permit.
And that goes double for me.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Kitty. School love never runs smoothly. Shakespeare said, or was it that guy Shaw? Maybe Sam Goldwyn, so who cares? But in show business, marriage, anything else, everything isn't all honey. You've got to take the bit of it as sweet stuff. Give and take, that's the only way.
Yeah, he gives out the abuse and I take it.
Now listen to me, Kitty. Divorce is a bad thing. Why not try a holiday? Segregate, that means separate this summer. Then get together this fall for a new season.
That's out, definitely. If she don't divorce me, I'll divorce her.
This is the reason, will you? You get a divorce, break up your married life, then what? You break up the ex, then what? Ruin all the way around. Both out of job, spoil a good act, then spend plenty of money. Time, trouble, time to build up a new act.
So what?
Why not try my way?
Nothing doing, Abe. I insist on a divorce.
Yeah, both a couple of stubborn kids. All right, even if you get a divorce, why break up the act? Because you don't live together. Is that the reason you can't work together?
What do you mean, Abe?
What do I mean? Make an agreement. The divorce settlement has nothing to do with the partnership in the act. That's simple. Become equal partners in the business proposition to continue the act. Share 50-50. I'll manage the details of business. Doesn't that make sense?
The agreement was finally decided upon, as neither would give in without a divorce. The following season, Bert and Betty Burton, the nation's dance sensations, continued as partners in the act. But as a supporting feature to the vaudeville unit, which starred Betty and Bert Burton, there was a big swing band headed by a beautiful young girl leader who sang and danced very proficiently. It wasn't long before the inevitable happened. Bertie Burton fell in love with Belladonna Bronson. They called her Belladonna because she had such sparkling eyes. Well, Bertie fell for Bella, and Bella fell for Bertie. He bought her a nice engagement ring, and preliminary plans were made for an early marriage. Then a month or so later, when they were moving into a new stand, they all checked in at the same hotel.
Oh, Bert, I wonder if you mind helping me with my trunk. Seems to be stuck, and I can't open it.
Okay, sure. I'll be along in just a minute, as soon as I've made Bella comfortable.
All right. Thanks. Go ahead, Bert. I'm all right. Hurry back and I'll be ready for dinner.
Okay, Belle. I'll be right back. Well, here I am, Beth. Where's the... What's the matter, Beth?
Oh, it's nothing. Nothing at all. Don't mind me. I'm all right.
Don't you feel well? Is there something I can do?
No. No, just open the trunk and leave me alone. I'll be all right.
Now, listen, Beth. There is something. I know you. Something's wrong. Come on, tell me.
It's nothing. I'm just silly, I guess. But I can't help thinking every time I see you and Bella together. All the little things you do for her, you used to do for me. I can't help noticing it. On the train, in the theater, in the hotel. Oh, Bert.
No, Beth. I know how you feel, but... Well, I can't help it. We're engaged. I'm just crazy about Bella.
I know. It's silly. I'm a sentimental fool, I guess. But when I get to think now, I get blue and kind of lonely.
Well, now, look, Betsy, come on, cheer up. Will you dry your eyes? There. Come on now. Here, I'll fix you up. Here's my hanky.
Come in.
Oh, you. Well, it certainly took you long enough to open a little trunk. I've been waiting for half an hour.
I know. Now, excuse me, Belle, will you? It was steady. You see, she was feeling blue and down the mouth.
What about?
Well, just seeing us together all the time, I guess. Me doing a lot of little things for you and... Well, you know how it is.
No, I don't know how it is. Why should she get all upset? I didn't know she still had any love for you. I thought yours was strictly a business partner.
No, Belle, I just couldn't walk off and leave her like that.
Well, if you can't stand seeing us together, why should you always stay at the same hotel and get rooms either next to yours or mine? With me, I'd stay somewhere else.
Sure, but you know how Betsy is.
Yeah, I know how she is. She framed that little trunk act to get you in her room, play on your sympathy.
Now, Belle, don't say things like that. You know it's not
so. Well, if she had trouble with her trunk, why didn't she call a bellboy or a porter? Why can't she call you? I don't like
it. Okay, Belle, come on. Are you ready to eat?
Yeah, and have been for half an hour.
Okay, let's call her and go.
Call who?
Betsy. She was blue and lonely, so I invited her to have supper with us.
Well, I'll be...
That little episode exploded from a spark into a smoldering fire. Betty carried on her subtle campaign, while Bella counteracted by alternately showering Bert with affection and favors, and then having fits of jealousy that caused quarrels. And after a bitter quarrel, Bert broke off his engagement with Bella, and she in turn threatened a drastic suit for breach of promise, bomb for a broken heart, and so forth. When Abe, their agent, got wind of the battle, he flew to the scene of action to act as a mediator.
Now, wait. How can I make out any sense when everyone is talking at once? Remember, first, I'm your agent. I have an interest in this thing, too. If everybody quits their job, breaks up the act, what becomes of me?
I don't care what becomes of anybody. I'm leaving this unit. I've been humiliated, made a laughing stock in front of my band.
My
engagement's been broken, and it's all her fault. She's a teeny little cat. She doesn't want to hurt herself. She won't let anybody else have
it. I haven't done a thing. She's crazy, jealous, suspicious maniac. Never quit. All right, Cowie, this show anyway.
Cut it out, Betty. You too, Belle. If anybody quits, it's going to be me. I'm in the middle, and if I quit, you're both out of luck. Because you can't get blood out of a turnip.
That's what I was trying.
Bella can't collect if I'm out of work, broke, and you bet can't work without a partner.
And what becomes of me? And where do I come in? I built the act, framed, and booked the unit. So what about me?
I won't drop my suit. He's made a fool of me, ruined my life. I'll sue and collect every dime.
Wait, please. Who wants court scenes and lawsuits and trouble and lawsuits and trouble? Bella, you say you can't face the boys in the band. All right, they kid and they laugh you about the affair. They humiliate you. So, okay, I take out the band, then you have no act, right?
Hold on. I won't allow that to happen.
So you quit and there's no act, right?
Yeah.
What about me? I'm a partner in that act.
So you got to work, too, no? And me, I got to work. Book and get commission. So here's what I'll do. Betty loved Boyce but couldn't live with him. So I make her a business partner in the act. Everything is all right. Now I do it again. Bella loves Boyce but can't live without him. So I make her a partner. She's a good dancer and singer, too. Boyce, she's happy in business but not in love. I take away love, substitute the business.
You mean, Abe, that we three all become partners?
That's right.
You put up an agreement, all equal share.
That's right.
Well, okay, I'm for that. With a clause, no suit for alimony. No suit for breach of promise or heart
bond. That's it. Nobody has any obligations on anyone else when you're starting a new unit. Bella.
Okay, I'll try it. Me too.
Okay, Abe, it's a deal. Okay, there's one more clause. First, you can't fall in love or get engaged. If you do, one of these days I'll be booking 100 girls from a man.
And so the trio goes merrily on its way. Bert, Betty, and Bella, the three Bertons, the nation's dance sensation. But Betty and Bella keep a watchful eye on Bert just in case his foot slips and he falls in love with somebody else. You have just heard The Show Is On, an original dramatization based upon a feature story, The Acrobatic Mr. Wise and His Unwise Honeymoon, to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. You will find this and many other interesting articles in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. Join the millions of Americans who each Sunday find the greatest of enjoyment in the many fine articles and feature fiction by the world's best writers to be found in every issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each Sunday with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.